ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غبا ولن يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. This is one verse from Surah Al-Baqarah. Meaning of this verse is, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed on you as it was prescribed on the people before you, so that you may become muttaqi. Alhamdulillah, month of Ramadan is approaching within few days. As today is 26th of Sha'ban according to our Houston calendar, and 29th of Sha'ban will be on Tuesday. So possibility is, inshallah, Ramadan will start on 6th of November, Wednesday. Saudi Arab's calendar is one day ahead of us. They may start one day ahead of us, but if we start one day ahead, then we have to make our Sha'ban of 28 days. That is impossible. No month can be of 28 days. So this year, don't be divided as we divide every year. Most of us start looking to their own countries. Alhamdulillah, we are living over here from more than 50 countries. So if we start looking to our own countries, then when they start Ramadan over there, so we will not be united, we will be divided. Don't divide yourself to say to Pakistan when they start Ramadan, when they do Eid, to say Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria and other countries. We are living here, we must be united here. This is not unity that you are attached to your own country. Alhamdulillah, big organizations, Islamic organizations are here. They do declare the date for Ramadan, for Eid. We must abide by that. Don't be divided. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us the purpose of fasting is to strengthen our taqwa. What is taqwa? We have to understand it. Because Ramadan comes and goes. Many of us may have fasted for 60 years or more than that, but they are not getting the benefit of Ramadan. What Allah wants us to give for, by Ramadan, then it is useless for them. Only reward is there, yes. Reward of fasting is there. But if we do not attain taqwa, piety, righteousness, God-fearing, then it is useless for us. You may fast 1,000 years. If you don't get taqwa, then it is useless for you. Purpose of fasting is to get taqwa, to increase your taqwa. So today we will discuss about this, inshallah. Allah has given us two things. One is our body. The second thing is spirit. Ruh. When these two things become together, we are human beings, insan. When they are separated, we are dead. We human beings normally pay attention to our physics, to our body, and we forget our ruh. This is the ruh. If it is strengthened, then means you have gotten taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants in Ramadan to strengthen our spirit, our ruh, so so that we become conscious. Or our conscience should become stronger and stronger, which should be controlling force on our body. Not body should be controlling force on your ruh and spirit. But unfortunately, during the month of Ramadan, we forget our ruh and we pay more attention to our ghiza, to our body's food. We provide food more during the month of Ramadan to strengthen our body, while Allah wants to weaken our body, strengthen our ruh. Taqwa is a conscience in a person which makes him aware that if I do this and that, Allah will be pleased. And if I do that thing, Allah will be displeased. So I have to do these things which have been prescribed by Allah, and keep myself away from the things which have been forbidden by Allah. That is taqwa. That is righteousness. That is piety. And that piety, taqwa, righteousness must control our body, not otherwise. If this becomes a force controlling force, this taqwa becomes controlling force in our life, we will be successful. Then we meet the purpose of fasting. If we do strengthen our spirit, our ruh, it means we are increasing our taqwa. And that second result of taqwa will be also not result but purpose of fasting is also to control yourself. Saf. This is shahru saf. You have to control yourself on certain things. The halal things become haram during the month of Ramadan, day time. Food is halal. Drinking is halal. Married people, sex for them is halal. But at day time, Allah declares this is haram. So halal thing becomes haram during day time. So that is, we are controlling. Allah wants us to control or regulate our power, regulate our adab, our manner, your food manner, drinking manner, sex manner, everything must be controlled. We have to control our eyes, control our ears. During Ramadan especially, all the time, yes, we have to control, but during Ramadan especially. If you watch TV, of course, opposite sex comes in front of you on TV. The result is it affects your mind, heart, that injured taqwa, piety, righteousness. Better it is, stop during the month of Ramadan. Regulate your sleep during the month of Ramadan. Allah teaches us. So there are many things we have to regulate during the month of Ramadan. Learn from it what to do. And based on the month of Ramadan, then keep up going for 11 months. This is the main purpose of Ramadan, to provide us control over our body, over our habits, over our manners. We read more Quran in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, which helps us. We become regular in masjid, coming specially for Salatul Taraweeh. And many people, they come for other class also. Alhamdulillah, this increases their taqwa. During the month of Ramadan, we offer food to other people. at fasting, this increases taqwa. Food yourself, increase food of your own food. Be careful, as I told in the beginning, this providing more food to your body during the month of Ramadan, this fails the purpose of taqwa. If we increase our more food in the month of Ramadan, more oily things, and the things which increase our body weight, that means we are losing the purpose of taqwa. Most of us, not most of us, but some people of us, their body weight is increased during month of Ramadan. This is the case. Some of Musallim, they told me that their body weight is increased. Why? It should have been decreased, not increased. Because you have minimized your food. Why it is increasing? Because we increase our menu in the month of Ramadan. Very delicious food we increase. Instead of curbing our sex, it arouses our sex. It arouses. And many of our young and other people also, their sex is aroused during the month of Ramadan. Why? Because of the food. Allah wants to put a curb on it, but we are not following the injunction. You can get benefit of Ramadan if you do not increase your menu. Keep it as it was 11 months. But if you increase it, you will fail the purpose of taqwa. Your spirit will become stronger when you make your body power weaken. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. They don't eat for 12 hours or more than that. So that body power should be decreased and taqwa should be increased by it. But we are just doing opposite. And also, Ramadan teaches us punctuality. Become punctual in eating and drinking, in salat and everything. If you are not punctual in eating suhoor, what will happen? Your fasting will not be accepted. If you eat half an hour after fajr, will not be accepted. If you break your fast 10 minutes before sunset, will not be accepted. You have to be punctual. Everything must be on time. Ramadan teaches us this. While five times a day, salat also teaches us the same thing. But in Ramadan especially, we become punctual. And also, we give more time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. And also the purpose of fasting is to remember your needy brothers who are hungry, who do not find food to eat. Remember them, realize them by keeping yourself hungry for daytime. But if we do not realize that we are hungry, we fill up our bellies to the extent of our throat, you will not become hungry till morning. How can you realize? Many people, they say that we could not feel any hunger. How they can feel? If at the whole time fill up completely 100% of our belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make three parts of your belly. One part for your food, one part for your drink, and third part for breathing. But we fill up whole belly with food and drink. Where is breathing? Some people, they come to masjid at suhoor time, and when they breathe like, I don't say any bad word, but it reminds us some animal. Like animal breathing. Because they have filled up to throat. Please keep some portion for breathing. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand everything. There are also physical benefits of fasting. Physical benefits which help our body. And first, And for more physical benefit is we lose our weight. Our fat is burned during the month of Ramadan. But as I said earlier, unfortunately, we become more fatty. Other benefit of fasting is, for some sick people, keeping them hungry is beneficial for their body. Check with doctor. They keep some patients hungry for few hours, at least for few hours. So it is better for them. And also, it helps us to control food of our body. Those people who cannot control themselves, they eat too much. Every time they eat, Ramadan helps them to control your body needs. And also, it helps us to control our sex. At least daytime, 12 hours. Some people, they are smokers. This helps them, Ramadan, month of Ramadan, to quit smoking. If they can quit daytime smoking, they can quit night also. If they want to quit. But if they don't want to quit smoking, and they want to remain after Ramadan as they were before Ramadan, Allah will not help them. Many of us smokers, after breaking their fast, immediately they go for cigarettes. Why? If you can control for 12 hours, minimum 12 hours, why not 2-3 hours more, increase here this timing till Salatul Taraweeh, after Taraweeh, increase day by day, Allah will help you. But if you don't want to help yourself, then Allah will not help. That is the rule. So this is taqwa which Allah wants to increase, and the last verse which talks about Ramadan, this is the first verse which I recited. The last verse on the topic, ending is same thing. Taqwa. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says these are such rules of Ramadan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go near to them. And this is the way Allah explains His ayat to you, to people, so that they become muttaqin. So please pay attention to your taqwa during the month of Ramadan. Don't pay attention to your body needs. Yes, we cannot ignore it. But if you attend every day special breakfast and eat much, then you will lose the purpose of gaining taqwa. You see many people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very skinny. They do not pay attention to their body. They are not heavyweight. They are lightweight people. So this tells us that paying attention to your body is not required by Allah. All the animals, they pay attention to their bodies. Every animal. What is the difference between us and animals? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the purpose of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Wise businessman is that who does business, then thereafter he checks his balance, whether business is profiting him or losing. If he is losing the business, he stops business. He does not keep on investing in the business. Same way, we must check ourselves after Ramadan is over. We did business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the month of Ramadan. We sacrificed many things for him. Did we get benefit or we are weaker? If you increase taqwa after Ramadan, then you are getting benefit. But if not, loser. If a patient goes to a doctor, doctor prescribes a medicine for him, for a long period of time, he does not get any benefit, then what he should do? If doctor is wise person, he will change the medicine. But if he is not, he will give him same medicine for 6 months. If patient is wise, he can change the doctor. But if he is fool, he keep on getting medicine, same medicine from the same doctor for 1 year without any benefit. So we normally do not become fool. We are wise in our worldly matters. Why we are fool in the religious matters? Why do we close our eyes? We are not getting any benefit from Ramadan. There is something wrong. We should check ourselves. Don't keep on fasting and playing the game with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nothing but game if you are not getting benefit from Ramadan. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person does not quit lying during Ramadan and act upon lying, then Allah does not need him to keep hungry and thirsty. So, we have to change ourselves. If you have sent your child in a school and result is bad, what we do? We change the school. We get him admitted in another school where he can get benefit. But if we are fool, we will keep on sending him to same school. We don't do this. We are wise in the worldly matters. We are wise. The fool person is also wise in his worldly matter. But in religious matter, many religious people also, they are fool in their matters. Why? So check your weight before Ramadan. One day before Ramadan, check your weight. And also check your weight on Eid day before eating something. Or after Ramadan is over, check your weight. If you have lost your body weight, inshallah, you will increase your taqwa weight. But if you have gained your weight, then what can we do? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do for us? So check yourself. Don't become ritual, as unfortunately we have become ritual in all matters. We come and go, pray and do everything without purpose. We should not become like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to meet the purpose of fasting. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد قال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا واعطنا ولا تحرمنا واثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المسلمين في افغانستان اللهم انصر المسلمين في باكستان اللهم انصر المسلمين في الهند اللهم انصر المسلمين في الشيشان اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلبين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كشمير، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اقض حاجاتنا، اللهم اقض حاجاتنا، اللهم اقض حاجاتنا، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا سدوا الخلل. Please stay closer to each other. Put your heels along the line. Heels along the line. Make the line straight. This is part of the cloth. Fill up the gap. Ladies also please check your line and stand close to each other. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين،